This is the Ladbrokes Racing Channel. Keep up to date with all the latest racing news and previews at news.ladbrokes.com. And for all the latest odds, head to ladbrokes.com. Online, on mobile, and also on tablet.
Hello and welcome to the Ladbrokes Racing Podcast. My name is William Geldart, joined in the studio by Ben Stones to look over day three of the Cheltenham Festival, Ladbrokes World Hurdle Day. Well, it is to us anyway. We're going to be going through the card and trying to pick you out a few winners. This is actually being recorded on the Tuesday, as myself and Ben will be at Cheltenham on the Wednesday. So apologies if any of our tips are non-runners, but we're pretty confident in the ones we're putting up. We're as confident as we can be. Without much further ado, Ben, let's start with the first race, 1:30, the JLT Novices Chase over 2.4 miles. And I know that you're leaning towards the top of that particular market. Ish. Okay. Well, we'll soon find out. I'm sort of going a little bit further down and I'm going to put up Irish Saint for this one. Possibly each way. French bred horses have taken two of the previous four runnings. No, they've only been four. But Matt Mowers-Knapp obliged in the Pendle Novices Chase at Kempton last time out. And even though there is the odd mistake in him, I think he looks a worthy shout, as I said, to fill a place.
Yeah, I mean, I think if we get plenty of rain, perhaps on Wednesday night, I think there's some forecast. I think he could be a really good each-way price. I think he's about 12-1 now. So I think if we get a downpour, he might shorten up a bit. But I think he could be one to fill the places. Yeah, as you say, I'm looking towards the top of the market, but not at the very top. For the third day running, I'm going to try and get the favourite beat because I think Vautour is a horrible price. I think he's priced up based on his hurdling exploits, and I don't think he's done enough over fences to warrant being, you know, 2-1 favourite in a race that's got, you know, two or three in behind him that look really strong. Now, don't get me wrong, Vautour could win. You know, his couple of victories over fences so far have been very nice, but he's been allowed to dominate in those races, and he's not really had much pressure put on his jumping. And the only time he did have pressure put on his jumping, he made that bad mistake. I know Connections said he wasn't right in that defeat to Clarkham, but I would have worries about him being taken on, perhaps if he did try to lead at the front, being taken on and having the pressure put on his jumping. Petit Zig, I think, is a better value out of the pair. But the one I'm siding with is Apache Stronghold. Now, this horse was well talked up by Noel Mead in a stable tour recently. He said he's everything you'd look for in a chaser, everything you wish for in a chaser. He levelled the scores with Valsalido, who's there with a good chance at Leopardstown last time out, dropping back to 2.5 miles, and I think that'll be the key. I think this distance looks bang on for this horse, and I think the better ground will suit him. He's got some decent form on some solid ground, and I think about 5-1, 11-2 mark, he's a good bet for this race against what I think is a falsely priced favourite.
Okay. Yeah, should be a fantastic renewal, that one. Certainly plenty of talk around JLT Novices Chases pre-festival. Let's move on to the 2.05, the Pertemps Final Handicap over 3 miles, listed contest. Basically, for this, we're sort of looking for a half-decent staying type. And Nicky Henderson's Dowellan, for me, could be the one. He won over 3 miles at Musselburgh last time out. There's another one that is likely to tempt, I think, and that's last year's Pertemps third and subsequent Grand National winner, Pinot de Rey, especially at the price, or likely price. Bound to tempt, as I say, a few. Not me. I'm going to go with Dowellan, but what's your selection?
Yeah, I agree. I think Dowellan's got quite a good chance in this race. He's a likeable handicapper. It's a tough race to pick one out. The one I'm edging towards is a horse called Alevan for Jonjo O'Neill. Now, this horse was second behind Regal Encore on his first run at anything further than 2.5 miles. I think Regal Encore is in with a good chance, but I think at double the price, Alevan's the one you've got to be on out of the two. He was only beaten 3 lengths that time by another JP McManus owned horse. He's got a £4 swing for that beating, and I think that being his first run over just shy of 3 miles, he's relatively he's unexposed over these staying trips. And I think a little bit more improvement could come for this one. And I think, you know, we all know John Joe's one to get them ready for the festival. And I think at 20-1, he's worth a bet.
Okay, so hopefully a few big rewards for us then. The 240 then, the Ryanair Chase over 2 mile 5. If I'm going to go for another long shot, and that's Uxizandra each way. Obviously unseated Barry Geraghty in the Game Spirit last time out. And he did have a hard time at Leopardstown, the Dial-A-Bet Chase. But I think last year's JLT runner-up has shown himself to like the sort of better ground. He has got form in the book at Cheltenham. And, of course, you know, he's got that Grade 1 victory over the likes of Oscar Whisky and Dodging Bullets in his past as well. So I'm going to avoid those sort of those market leaders. And I'm going to go for Uxizandra each way. Ben, care to argue against that kind of selection?
Based on the victory that Uxizandra put up earlier on in the season at Cheltenham, where he jumped them into submission, he was brilliant that day. You'd have to say, yes, he'd have a chance. But then if you look at his performance in Ireland over Christmas, it was a shocker. So it depends which Uxizandra turns up. But I think if he turns up at his best, he's in with a good chance. I think this race is hotting up to be quite a decent contest, even without Cue Card and Dinas lining up, you know. The likes of Don Cossack and Nicky Henderson's mare, Matthew. I think it could be a really smart race. The one I'm going to go for is a horse who beat Uxizandra in the JLT last year, Takander Soy. Now, as we mentioned in the Cheltenham preview last week, this horse isn't one that I was particularly sweet on for the season. The connection's trying him over 3 miles and perhaps thinking he's a potential Gold Cup horse, but it's been pretty clear that he doesn't stay three miles well enough to be competitive in these top staying races. So I think a drop back and trip will suit him. He's about 14-16 to 1 mark at the moment, as at the time of recording. So I think he's a great price. And I think the fact that his best performance this season, when he was second behind Menorah in the Charlie Hall, was on good ground, hints that a return to some decent ground will suit him. He's 2 from 3 over fences at Cheltenham, and I think looking back on his form from last year, he should be much shorter in the betting.
Okay, great stuff. Takander Soy, yeah, one I'm keen on as well. Let's go then to our race, the big one, at 3:20, the Ladbrokes World Hurdle over 3 miles. You know, we have discussed this before. It is, you can't get away from it, a weaker renewal than you would like. But uncharacteristically for me during this festival, I'm going to go with one of the market leaders, and that is Zarkandar. And he is a horse I've always liked. As I said, I haven't usually gone with the favs, but I'm sticking to my guns on this one. Obviously, yeah, 4th in the race last year. Yes, he has flattered to deceive on occasions, but given the quality I think he's up against on this occasion, knowing that he does stay, I think he can do it. You know, he's just got to be kept right by Noel Feely and sort of keep that concentration, which I pointed out before has been something that even his trainer has mentioned in the past. But for you, Ben, who's your Ladbrokes World Hurdle winner?
It's, as you say, it's a very open race. I think Zarkandar, he's got a chance, and you know he's run well in the contest before. And as you say, it's about timing it right with him. Obviously, he perhaps hit the front too soon in the long walk hurdle at Ascot when he was just collared by Rev de Sivola. But I think at the prices, there are better bets to be had, to be perfectly honest. I think he's about 4-1, 9-2, something like that. And when you look at some of the horses at double figures, and I just think there's better value out there. I mean, the two that I like, first of all, is Monksland. Now, I probably sound like a broken record with this horse, but I think he's got... He ran okay. Well, he ran well in the Neptune a couple of years back behind Simon Sig when he was third, and his form has been on decent ground. And I think it just in the two runs that he's had since he's come back from injury, have been on very soft ground, and he's been beaten by a couple of renowned soft ground horses, but not being far, but running respectively. So I think return to a decent surface will bring out the best in this horse. Another one I like is one who's bumped into Monksland. That's Jetson. Now, I know that's a horse who our fellow panellist Matt Mower has tipped up in the past, and I agree with him. I think he's a big price at about 20-1. He ran well on the Potemps last year. I think he's about 4th. He got the scalp of Cavega at Punchestown last year, so he's got the form for the big day. And he's another one at 20-1 with that muddling Irish form, but there's a lot of these horses that seem to beat each other across the Irish Sea. So I think there's not as much between them, those two, and Lieutenant Colonel, who's about 10-1, 9-1, 10-1 shot, as the odds suggest. But I wouldn't go against anyone having an each way bet at a big price in this contest.
Yeah, obviously, given what I've just said, I am fearing an open renewal, but I am hoping Zarkandar can do the business. Right, 4 o'clock, the Brown Advisory and Mary Bell Stable Plate, formerly known as the Burn Group Plate, over 2 mile 5, grade 3 event. I don't have huge amounts to say on this, I'll be honest, but one that stood out for me early in the season was the performance of Cade de Burleigh. Obviously the Paddy Power Gold Cup winner. He has had his moments this year, in fact, third over course and distance on New Year's Day. I think if he goes in this, he's got a real chance. I'm going to put a line through the Caspian Caviar Gold Cup when he pulled up, and I'm going to, if he's there, as I said, that's where my money will be going. But how about you?
Yeah, I think Cade de Burleigh is a good shout as any. As you say, that run when he was pulled up, he absolutely ploughed through the fence and made a bad mistake. And I think the jockey was right in pulling him up straight away or fairly soon after. But I mean, he's got some good course form, and I think if reproducing his Paddy Power Gold Cup run, he'll be bang there. The one I'm siding with is Rajdhani Express for Nicky Henderson. Now, this horse was third in the Ryan Air last year, so he's got the form over a similar track and a similar trip at the festival. You know, he's a quality horse. Don't get me wrong. You know, he's a very good horse, but his limitations have perhaps been exposed at the very top level. And he's been campaigned or been tried at 3 miles this season, which it looks like he doesn't stay. You know, he ran at 3 miles at Kempton behind Rocky Creek last time out, which he ran okay for most of the way and then just faded on up the running. So I think a drop back in trip into handicap company with ground to suit, I think he could go well at a course that he seems to love, with Sam Whaley-Cohen probably on board.
All right. Well, let's round off proceedings then with the 440, the Kim Muir Challenge Cup, 3 mile 2. Obviously, only the 6 races on the Thursday. I'm going to go for just a par each way. Second to a decent horse in Masters Hill last time out. 7th in last year's RSA Chase. Was a decent hurdler, actually, earlier in his career and could step up to land another nice prize and make it a fine end to the Thursday. In terms of the Kim Muir, Ben, have you had a look at or strong opinions on this race?
No strong opinions, but the one we side him with perhaps is Grand Vision. Now, this horse, he was a good runner-up to Sega's success in a listed race at Warwick last time out. So he looks pretty strong in that form, and he's run some decent runs, decent performances this season. We can't forget this horse was third in an Albert Bartlett. You know, he's got some solid form in the book. But I think he needs to cut out the mistakes which he's prone to. But I think do that, and he goes very close off a decent mark at a decent price to potentially end the day with a good win, unless you're having a little flutter on the charity race, which I'm sure we all like.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens in that one. We do like a dabble in the charity race. And of course, Ladbrokes' very own Hayley O'Connor is going to be lining up for that particular contest. So she has our support. That rounds off the Thursday, and we will be coming hurtling towards the final day, Gold Cup Day. So join us again for that. In the meantime, log on to news.ladbrokes.com for all your latest betting news and previews. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at LadsNags. And you can follow the main account at Ladbrokes as well. Get involved in the conversation. And of course, head to ladbrokes.com online, on mobile and on tablet. And of course, head towards your local shop for all the latest odds. But that's all from us. We'll join you again for Gold Cup Day, the final day of this year's Cheltenham Festival. Good luck with your bets. We'll catch you again next time.